I'm Josh Mallett, WRPR News.
Around 20 million people each year suffer from drug addictions in the United States. Whether it is alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, cocaine, crystal meth, or heroin, people are continuing to use at an alarming rate. People don't aim to become drug addicts. They start with something small, perhaps a quick fix of cocaine or marijuana with their friends, not realizing that it only takes one hit to reel you in to a lifetime of suffering.
When I put that needle in my arm and pump that heroin into my vein, it's just like pure meditation. I'm just smacked with good feelings. All the worries in the world is just gone for that little bit of time that I'm high.
I'm here at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Suffern, New York, where I await to meet with Sheila McGee, an expert on drug addiction and social work.
All right, so I'm here with...
Sherry. I'm a nurse in the chemical dependency unit.
Sheila. I'm a social worker and the manager of the chemical dependency unit.
Chana. I'm a mental health counselor in chemical dependency.
And how long have you been working with addicts and addiction in general?
I've been working in mental health since 1974.
I've been at Good Samaritan for 18 and a half years.
About 4 years at Good Sam.
And what are the common things that people come in for to this unit?
Primarily we do detox and rehab. Detox in the year 2013 is most assuredly mostly opiates and benzos.
And the trend has really been prescription drugs.
Correct. Which evolve into heroin pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest challenge for us is to really let clients know that opiates and benzos are very dangerous, and that there's a statistic actually that every 18 minutes someone dies of an overdose from opiates.
Do you guys see more patients coming in around this time?
The holidays seem to have people who are coming to our emergency room a little bit more often for depression, for suicide.
Holidays in general is a difficult time, so I think you're going to see more patients no matter what.
When most addicts come in, do they just come in right through this main entrance, or do they come to emergency room?
Well, for detox, they come through our emergency room because that's a medical admission. But rehabs come right through the front door.
A significant number of people come in with drugs or paraphernalia or weapons or other things that they shouldn't have. They have to be searched.
Wow.
And I think the primary goal for both detox and rehab is to provide patients with education.
It's rare that you will have someone who is just chemically dependent. There's usually some other issue associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Although addictions consume the lives of many, there will always be people like Nurse Sherry, Sheila McGee, and Jenny to keep addicts on a path to recovery. I'm Josh Mallett, WRPR News.